So, this really is the official opening of the Nutrilite Center. And first, I'd like to introduce the Honorable Mayor of San Jose, Chuck Reed.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming out. It's a beautiful day in San Jose, and it's a fantastic day to open up this new facility. Of course, it's just a down payment, because I'm thinking about what it's going to look like from here in a couple of years when we have a new stadium over there for these guys to play on. So this is just the first step in the great history of what's going to happen here on this new site, new stadium with the earthquakes. Of course, the earthquakes in San Jose go back for a very long time, but the future is very bright. We've got a great team, and we're going to have a lot of fun, win a lot of games, a lot of championships over the next few years. Right? Right, guys? Okay. So thank you for coming. The San Jose loves the relationship we have with the earthquakes. We're going to work and do everything we can to make sure that the stadium becomes a reality and the team is a great success. So with that, I want to thank you for coming out here, and mostly I want to thank the earthquakes for making this possible, for the people of San Jose, the people of the region, to have this opportunity to have a great team, this wonderful sport that our people love, and it's just great to have it in San Jose.
The earthquakes return would not have been possible without the efforts of Mike Crowley, president of the A's and the earthquakes. So, Mike, can you come on up here and just say a few words? Mike Crowley.
Thank you. Welcome to everybody. First, I want to thank my organization, the players, the coaches, the front office staff for all your hard work. If I think back to the summer of 2007 when we exercised our option to our first game in 2008, and here we are in April of 2010 with the training facility, and with the mayor's help, hopefully we'll have another milestone here shortly. I'd also like to thank Amway Global and Nutrilite for the partnership, the sponsorship of this facility, and our relationship with the team. I'd also be remiss if I didn't publicly thank both Lou Wolf and John Fisher, whose vision of soccer in San Jose kind of put the ball rolling, and not only their commitment to this club, but to soccer throughout this region. So thank you to them. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful facility. We're happy to be able to continue this process, and we thank all of you for being here.
About 6 months ago, ownership said, okay, let's build this complex. And I think Keith Wolf drew the short straw on that, and Keith was told, get this thing open in about 6 months. So I'd like to introduce Keith Wolf, who not only is part of our ownership group, but is also responsible for the stadium project and has been working really hard to make that a reality. So Keith Wolf.
Thank you, David. I think it actually was the long straw, because it was such an important thing for the team and the players to get them a great place to practice and a dedicated facility, that it was an honor to be able to do it, and I only regret that it took us so long to find you a facility. I did want to thank especially DevCon Construction. DevCon did such great work, Ron and John Harvey and the rest of their team. Fantastic partners. I don't really view them as a contractor. I view them as a partner. And they really went way beyond the call of duty. We especially want to thank the mayor and the city of San Jose. Fantastic relationship, and especially Nancy Klein and Paul Kruko, who really pushed to make this happen. Initially, we weren't even looking in San Jose because we couldn't find a site. And Paul and Nancy said, hey, wait a minute, what about the FMC site, and then we really shifted our focus here and really appreciate the creativity of Mayor Reed and his staff. And with the practice field behind us, we're really excited about continuing to work forward to have a new stadium here. We're looking to move forward rather quickly to tie up the site and purchase the property and take down some of the existing buildings that you see here and kind of take the next steps. And we're putting all of our efforts and resources into finding some key relationships to allow us to move forward with the new stadium. So we appreciate everyone's patience and support, and thank you very much.
About a year and a half ago, on a really blizzardy day, Lou Wolf, Mike Crowley, and a couple of others, we flew back to Michigan to close out what we think is a historic deal, not only in Bay Area sports, but in national sports. And we signed a deal with Amalie Global to not only be our jersey sponsor, but to also make this Nutrilite Training Center a reality. So I'd like to introduce Mark Nelson, Director of Amalie Global Health Marketing. Say a few quick words, and thank you, Mark, for making this happen.
Despite what people think, Michigan is a very nice place. It's cold, but it's a very nice place. But I want to thank you very much for having me today. And on behalf of Amway and Nutrilite, the brand Nutrilite, we're very excited to be part of this new facility and our continued partnership with the San Jose Earthquakes. Nutrilite's really all about achieving optimal health, and that's about good nutrition, exercise, rest, and supplementation. And we view this partnership as with the Earthquakes as really inspiration for both kids and adults, that dedication and commitment to good health can really drive optimal health benefits for each individual. So we're excited to continue to drive this support, drive our relationship with the Earthquakes and through our support of this new facility. And thank you very much for having me, and go Quakes!
And as we grow the Earthquakes, it's really important that we align ourselves with key members of the business community. And I think Pat Dando, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, is helping us to make that a reality. So I'd like to introduce Pat, and we thank you for everything you're doing to help us.
Thank you. Well, let me say, when I come to events like this, first of all, it's a very exciting opportunity to celebrate a new facility or a new business coming into our community. And of course, as someone that is connected with the Chamber of Commerce, you always want to talk about the new jobs that you're going to generate and the excitement that the particular business is going to bring to our community. And that's all so with this. But let me go beyond that. When you have a professional sports team coming into our community like the Earthquakes, that's far above and beyond what it generates just with jobs and for the business community. This is an opportunity to provide recreation for our community. It's an opportunity to provide so many young people with role models and with games that they can follow. I happen to be one of those families that grew up with the Earthquakes those years ago that the mayor was talking about. My three children played lots of soccer, and we had great times at Earthquake games. Now they are grown and have wonderful grandchildren for me that are also playing soccer. So I look forward to being able to bring them to a facility like this that they can enjoy the sport. But let me also mention that the team, the Earthquakes, is a great group of athletes, but these are individuals that are not always recognized for the good work that they do in our community to make our community a stronger and a better place to live. And I want to just mention a couple of their programs, and one is Get Earthquake Fit, a great program. The other one is Amway's Kicks for Kids. Those are the kind of programs and community involvement that a team like the Earthquakes will bring to our community. So on behalf of the business community, we look forward to seeing you not only begin your practice here, but to, Mayor, to your words, get that stadium built. And if we get that stadium built, they will come. So congratulations to the Earthquake, Earthquake players and to all of the people that are making this possible. Thank you very much.
And the last guest has kind of been like a kid at Christmas time. I think he's opened up his package about 20 times and rewrapped it. I've never seen a grown man watch grass grow, but John Doyle has been over here watching the grass grow every day for the last few weeks. So the general manager of the Earthquakes, John Doyle, I know it's a big day for you too. So congratulations, John.
Yeah, as David says, what a great day for soccer in the Bay Area. We've never, ever had a dedicated practice field for our players. All the years I played, I never had a dedicated practice place to come, hone my skills, and become a better player. Now we have that opportunity, so it's nice that I can look at these players, these great players. We were above 500. We're 500 now. Hopefully a big game tomorrow we'll win. A place to practice, so I can look them in the eyes and say, hey, you guys, we have a great place to practice. And we need to be successful. I want to thank Lou Wolf, John Fisher,
Keith Wolf for getting this project done. It means a lot to these players. It means a lot to me. It should mean a lot to you people that support the team, because it's only going to make us better on and off the field. It's again, a great day. And for Frank Yallop, I promised Frank. Where's Frank at? Yeah. I promised Frank when he said he would come take this job. I said, hey, things are going to change here. We're going to have a stadium. We're going to have a practice field. We're going to have all these things. It took me a little bit of time, and I apologize. It took me a little bit of time, but we have it. And again, little things for the players. The quality of this training site, it wasn't thrown together. This is a terrific first-class field, first-class goals, everything. Room for our goalkeepers to work. Room for us to grow as a franchise. Looking forward to when they tear this down, and then these great athletes, these great players will have the chance to play in a stadium, because that's what they truly deserve. So thank you for all coming out, and go Quakes. Yep. Right out of the bottle on this day. Cheers, it's a great success. Thanks.